Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Major, major controversy in Hollywood. One of the dream couples of Hollywood, unfortunately, falling on the rocks.
Would you call it a dream couple or a curiosity?
Well, no, I mean, they're famous, but no, all right. It's Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon.
they're a famous couple.
They are famous.
Ozzy and all his addled, stammering, drug-destroyed brain apparently cheated with a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon Osbourne at 63 went on her show, The View Talk. And
yes.
Yesterday she said that she is tired of she just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And you can understand that, the problem is men, no matter how old they get, the little worm does bad things.
Yeah,
and only as faithful as our options, Mike.
This is true.
But I think
you've got some hot box at home, like Sharon Osbourne.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think you're as faithful sometimes. You're as faithful as the... How do I put this?
You can only play so much defense.
But nice that he hops out of the car and comes in 15 minutes late with that. By the way, is that that is a stunningly nice jacket?
Doesn't he look great?
Indochino.
Is that Indochino?
Indochino.
Look at him.
That might be the same one that I bought.
I doubt it.
I don't think the same size.
Same fabric.
Same pattern.
Same size.
Pattern.
Is that the blue shark skin?
No, not the shark skin.
Can I see your lining?
Sure.
Yeah.
Look at him. Wow.
Yeah. Silky. Mike, you know what? He should get a discount because there's so little fabric in his coat. It's like a swatch.
Is everything... Oh, by the way, Oscar was a tad tardy today, so
yes.
Is everything all right?
These
is
government there, mules, Mike.
Everything all right on the home front?
Everything's fine.
I just, I wonder whether you're coming from, some sort of disastrous...
Oh,
well, no, just like a washing machine, busting.
Oh,
like
no.
That.
My mom right. did dispose this bit of advice to Shannon before she left today.
She disposed said, of the advice,
what's disposed? Dispatched?
No, she dispensed advice.
Dispensed.
Mm-hmm. Dispensed.
Or, you know what? Go easy. She said this.
I'd like to dispose myself. I will say this, that she said, you know what your mom told me? And I said, look, lady, I'm leaving almost an hour early every day now. On top of the 2 hours, I'm always going to be late. It's the worst. So she says to me, she said, your mom said that I should make the bed in the morning if I want to continue staying in this home. And I said,
she said it like that?
Yes.
Oh,
and I said,
boy.
My mom's right. Have a great day. Later.
Oh, no. Oh, we'll have to revisit that. That, to me, means that we'll be able to revisit that tomorrow on the show.
I believe
I'm
so.
I'm excited about that. But getting back to, but they're in perfect harmony. I think Shannon and Oscar are doing very well.
We're fighting a good fight.
It'd just be weeks from now, they'll be blissfully encamped in their lovely 200-square-foot home.
That's right.
In Georgetown.
With an unmade bed.
But I digress. Because Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy Osbourne have split up. Ozzy is not living in the marital home. Sharon's talking about moving on with her life. It's time to call our resident, famous, incredibly world-famous Ozzy Osbourne expert to get a perspective, a fan's perspective. On the situation.
Mike, and I hate to do this to you, but we need to.
Kenny King, how are you? I'd like to send this message out to Kenny King, my old program director. There wasn't an Ozzy song that he didn't put on that playlist.
Sure, yes, he liked them all.
Mike, no, Ozzy tested well. That's
Mike,
why.
We've got a call, so I have to hang up on somebody. The lines are locked.
The lines are
open
full.
Line Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
Wide open
it's wide
Wednesday.
Open Wednesday. Okay. we'll take your phone calls at 888-920-MORE.
They are locked.
That's 888-920-6673. Will we be able to call out?
Yeah, I'm going to have to hang up on some rando here. Excuse me.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Right, very good.
Yeah, get lost.
And then we'll call,
kick rocks.
Then we'll call our resident Ozzy expert.
And it's confirmed that he'll be there?
Yes, I confirmed it before the show. Got a response back from my text.
Oh, good.
So I'm very
pat for me, fellas.
Okay. We're patting for Oscar.
We could have done the. We already padded at the front of the show for 20 minutes.
This is like a bit I wanted to do 25 minutes ago.
Rando caller, you got to go. Every time I try to call, they call back in, Mike.
All right, they're calling in. Is that, well, there's something wrong with the system, then, if we can't dial out.
We've never had calls at this volume.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I promoted it, and they finally caught up to it. You know, we're going to have to probably wipe out
the...
We're
going to have to get a hotline.
That was the sizzling of the hotline.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Right, I'm calling him. I got through.
You got through?
I never thought I had to tell the audience to stop calling.
All right. Let's call the Ozzy Osbourne expert and find out what's happening right now. This should be really, really good. This should be wonderful.
You slip out the back, Jack. New plan, fan. Hop on the bus, Gus. Yeah.
That's not an Ozzy Osbourne song, though.
He's going to do a cover of it.
It's an Ozzy Osbourne way of life, is what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment mecca of the East, the proprietor of one of the finest saloons in all the world, and a regular tourist stop for the Mike O'Mara fan base when they come into town, the owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Mr. Jimmy Cerino, everybody!
Wow, let's go!
Jimmy!
TMOS. You see, what's exciting, Mike, when we need showbiz news, we go to TMZ, which is known as the Manassas Zone, because we're calling Jimmy at home.
We're calling him at home. He is not at his bar. Yeah, beautiful, scenic Manassas Park. And by the way, before we ask you about Ozzy, because I know you're a big fan, and I know you're going to have opinions about this, let me just say... an incredibly generous move by Mr. James Cerrito, allowing me to ride in the Jimmy's Ride to the Wall Memorial Day weekend. He is loaning me his brand new used motorcycle that he got. And by the way, calling this motorcycle used, we know who owned this originally. It was Bob DeHaven from Patriot Harley-Davidson. And then another guy, and then another rich guy that Jimmy knew got it. And then that rich guy gave it to Jimmy at an incredible discount. And Jimmy is going to be on his Springer Softail so that I can ride Bob DeHaven. I still call it Bob DeHaven's incredible Electraglide motorcycle for the ride to the wall. And Jimmy, you are a saint for that, and to be
and
honest Tress with
Letches you. And Tress Letches in the glove, right?
That's exactly right, and Costco apple pie.
Yes. You know what? I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. Jimmy.
And I thank you. You're welcome.
We're going to have a good day.
Leading the ride, so we're all following you now.
We are going to have a great day, and hopefully the ride won't be too long, as it always is. But anyway.
You know what, Mike? We're down and back. Down and back.
Oh, see, there you go. Then we can have the fun time. Then we get fun time at your joint, you know. And
Jimmy's by 2 o'clock.
That's fantastic.
At
and
a
then,
medium
by the way,
pace,
one would be better.
Hold on, I will give you. No, you really can't do one, Rob. You can't do one and get down there and hang for a little bit and see the beginning of the parade. I will say this: that Sunday of Rolling Thunder Memorial Day weekend, which is my favorite weekend in the city of Washington D.C., I will say that what is it? May 29th.
May 29th.
Okay, May 29th, Sunday, May 29th. Jimmy, that is, you know, mark it on your calendar.
Sunday. Funday.
Jimmy has a phenomenal day. Hey, by the way, Jimmy, with all the construction, is are you going to have the alley?
Wear some boots.
Will the alley be open, or what are you doing?
We're hoping to have gravel down by then, and we're just going to be out there, and we're moving all the Tonka trucks out of the way.
Okay, so you're going to be
debris out of the way, and see, the party continues.
Where Jimmy's Alley has been over the years with all these events is where his new
the rally
wing,
in the alley,
the right. Buffalo wing is going in there. But but you're still having a big day on the Sunday before Memorial Day, right?
We're just praying for sunshine. That's what we need.
Wear your
boots.
One last thing on that. Johnny Rushmore is playing guitar and singing at 6 o'clock. So.
Prime
time, outdoors.
Oh, no.
Why, oh, no?
Don't you have a death feud with Johnny Rushmore?
No. Johnny Rushmore and I jammed probably one of the... Jimmy, would you say one of the all-time great musical performances in the history of Jimmy's was Mike O'Mara on the drums and Johnny Rushmore on guitar?
Is he the guy that went outside?
Yes.
I remember
Were
that.
Were you there for that?
No, but I heard your colorful recap.
Rob, I would say
epic jam session on Main Street.
Rob, I never say this to you, but I would skew later in the day, get a babysitter, or let Carrie stay with the kids and come out at about 5 o'clock.
Because if Carrie were to come, she would most certainly ruin it.
I invite both my compatriots to go there because it's going to be a great day, and that's Memorial Day weekend. I will be at Jimmy's.
Wow.
We're gonna, please come out, TMOS Nation, come out there and support a great cause and a wonderful day.
And buy a brick. Jim,
what?
Buy a brick.
Buy a brick.
Jimmy, I thought you said, are we calling on your hard home line, or is this a cell phone?
This is a cell, but I'll try to stand still.
Because really, it's like coming in and out and all that Manassas Park.
Are you wearing boots? Is that the problem?
Not yet.
Okay.
Jimmy, your thoughts on the breakup of Ozzy, your all-time rock god, and Sharon Osbourne. How do you feel about this?
Very sad. I got the news, I believe, on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by
text
family.
Alert.
Luckily, I was surrounded by family.
Yeah.
And they did ask why I was sad. Why did I look so down? I said, Ozzy and Sharon just broke up. Kelsey was a little thrown off as well.
Oh, really? Your daughter, who also has inherited your love of all things Ozzy Osbourne. It was
College graduate, Kelsey.
Jimmy,
congratulations.
Right.
Congrats.
Now, Jimmy, like all great fans, when something like this happens, you kind of have to line up with one or the other. It seems to me, at least with Kelly Osbourne, she may be lining up on Mama's side. Are you picking a side in this fight? It seems that Ozzy's
great
been
question.
The
good question.
He's been the violator. Who are you siding with?
All right. Well, everybody knows who I side with. Since they hopefully, when Ozzy's done sowing his oats, they can get some counseling. They can get back together.
So does that mean you're siding with Ozzy?
That's what we're praying for.
Who are you siding
Sharon
with?
Sharon will take him back. I don't want to say anything bad. No disrespect about Sharon, but nobody knew who she was. She's Ozzy's wife.
I know why Jimmy is not wearing boots. Because you can't tap dance when you're wearing boots. Jimmy, who are you siding with? It is a one-word answer.
I'm on Team Sharon.
Is it Sharon? Are you Team Sharon or Team Ozzy?
It's Ozzy. She's
Ozzy. That's what I wanted to hear. Ozzy.
Like the bar of soap.
Ozzy would still be snorting ants on Sunset Boulevard if Sharon hadn't grabbed him.
All right. I'm going to go somewhere where I don't usually go. Oscar, let me ask you a question.
Jess?
What is the number one reason a man cheats on his wife?
Because the gets tired and old.
Hit the alarm,
yes,
Rob. Jesus Christ,
doing?
Pay attention.
Is that the reason?
Misogyny alarm. Misogyny alarm.
See that.
What is it, Jimmy?
I mean,
tell him. School him. What is it?
Yeah. No, because she's not putting out. She cut him off in the bedroom.
Oh, she cut him off.
Mm.
so this is, I think, that's what we were looking for. He is blaming Sharon Osbourne.
Yes, that is
true.
Forced him into this.
Forced him in. Okay, that's true. And you think that?
Would you go so far, Jimmy, as to say Ozzy had no choice?
Of course not. I mean, it's Ozzy. You think he's going to lay around and beg?
Yeah,
no
because
way.
He has to get back to his active lifestyle, Mike. His active Ozzy Osbourne lifestyle. I know that he plays racquetball and does a lot of hiking.
He does work out.
Jimmy, I have to ask you, moving on to another subject, the progress of the Buffalo Wing. How are things going? How is the construction going? Do you have any, dates of completion on the foundation or the structure? Where is everything with the it's not going well?
Well, it's been raining for about 8 years up here.
Oh, that's right. It has been raining in D.C. a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't do any work during the rain. In fact, they have to bring in these big hoses and pump all the water out of the out of that area. It's a mess right now. It's a mess.
But so. Will it be okay?
with the support of your listeners, yes.
Jimmy, if we're looking at a historical timeline, and let's say we have Uncle Dave's entire lifespan charted out, when will the Buffalo Wing be done? Uncle Dave actually will the completion be within his lifespan or outside of it?
Does
think?
It start when Uncle Dave was born?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a little awkward, Oscar, because Dave has been a little under the weather.
I'm on Team Dave.
I know, but he's been a little under the weather, you insensitive dullard. I mean, come on now.
I know. I like his status reports.
All right. Okay. How about this?
Let me see.
You might be asking Jimmy for something he can't give you.
Let me.
Yes.
We hope Uncle Dave sees it. We hope.
Right, how is Uncle Dave feeling? How is he feeling?
He's still driving around and he still stops by, but it's taking them down. The Big C sucks.
Oh, it sucks. Sorry. We've all been around that.
Man.
Please pass along our love to Uncle Dave, and I hope he does well.
Sir.
So, if you were to put a random date about when you would be cutting, I would be cutting the ribbon. And thank you for asking, by the way. I would be cutting the ribbon for the Buffalo.
And Mike, have you located?
Invite myself into that one.
Have you located the oversized scissors yet? Because I want scissors that are at least 3 feet long.
What about the sign? Do we get a resolution on that?
Yeah, I could see Mike standing there next to his sign, cutting the ribbon.
You know what? I'm not going to do a full court press on the sign at this point. I don't think it's necessary. Not with the hoses draining the water out of the foundation. But let me say, if you were to give us a date, just an and give us a conservative date. Give us a very conservative. When do you think you would be serving beers in Buffalo Wing?
The project completed, the entire project completed, I would say 4th of July next summer.
Oh.
A year from now. Roughly a little over a year from now.
2020.
Yeah, I was going to say that Cher is the name of a great ABC news program. 2020.
You know what? So you're saying July of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been going on for 3 years.
I know. You sound beaten down by it, to be honest with you, Jimmy.
I'm a little beaten down by it. It's every day I wake up and everybody asks me the same question. It used to be, when are you going to start it? When are you going to start it? Now it's, when are you going to finish it? So
Weather doesn't help, Jimmy. It doesn't help. But this has been a really enlightening conversation.
So I'm just going to wait and see, and everybody sees what I see.
Team Sharon.
Jimmy,
Team
I urge you, good luck. Good luck to Team Ozzy and Team Sharon, and I hope they do get back together.
Yes, they are.
What?
They're going to get back together.
All right, good. So anyway, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We will talk soon. I look forward to seeing you Memorial Day weekend, and you're going to love listening to today's show because I've got a full-fledged Capitals rant, my annual Capitals rant that I will be sharing with our listeners on the show today, just to get it off my chest. Purely selfish, okay, my friend?
Yeah, I was all in.
I know you were. This year you were. You loved having them, and you're a big hockey fan. And
I want to fill the bar up.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Goodbye.
Bye, Jimmy. That's James Cerrito, everybody.
Want to fill the bar up.
One more playoff game. Good for business.
Bring your boots. That's right. And so, keeping track of that, what did we get from that? Let me see. Draining water out of the foundation.
Right.
2017, July 4th. That means Christmas time 2020.
Right.
And he's Team Ozzy. And he wants to fill the bar up. And I will be there on Sunday, May 29th, and I'm going to start the long full court press of trying to twist the arms of my coworkers to come and
see Rushmore.
Have our team dinner at Jimmy's on Sunday, the 29th.
Team dinner.
Team dinner. Team dinner. I want to
drink
with my boys.
School weekend. School weekend.
I want to drink with the. Oh, come on. Anyway, so yeah, you can, you know, how about this? How about this?
Hey, no. How about this?
Wait.
No. The only way I can get, I can't think of anything clever. I just go, please. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry, I'm late. No, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a f***ing prisoner while she keeps my d*** in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. Well, just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please pass me the f***ing asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ah! Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital.
Can you make that noise again?
No, I can't. In our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. It's open, wide open Wednesday, everybody.
Yes.
You can call us anytime, and we may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we'll take your calls in a second here. This show is brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. You're going to love Texture. It's revolutionizing the way people get their magazine content. No more stacks of magazines in your bathroom.
No more clutter.
On your coffee table.
Yeah.
No more clutter. Texture is the best. You know, keep a couple around for decoration. But
sure.
if you really want to read your copies of Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek,
everything.
Glamour, Bon Appetit, National Geographic, I could go on and on. If you want to do that, use Texture. It lets you get all your magazines you want in one super convenient place right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge, baby. Read whatever you want.
Sure.
Super easy to use. Just click the headlines. Texture takes you instantly to the articles of your favorite magazines. And I don't just binge on Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team will recommend content for me. So you go to the homepage, and there it is, and they know what you like. Stop worrying about getting crushed by that ever-growing stack of magazines. Plus, you can share it with the whole family. That means it's cost-effective. The best part, Texture, offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now.
Now is the time.
At texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. So it is Open Line Wednesday. Are they still calling or
stacked.
Did they stop?
The lines are stacked.
Let's say, all right, before I go on my Caps rant, and let's just take a few phone calls right now. We'll get to your lines on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Mike, is that you?
It is me. Who is this?
Mike, who I am is not important, Mike. You know what I have to say? It's very important. Draw near to the phone. Mike, are you listening?
Sorry. You know, certain rules apply. Mm. Certain rules apply at, 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
The Mike O'Mara Show. First time caller, long time listener.
What's your name, sir? I'll try again. What's your name, sir?
My name's Phil.
Hi, Phil. How are you? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Beautiful.
Nice meth land.
Great meth.
Meth land. That is such a shame. Beautiful part of the country, and unfortunately, Walter White did him proud. What can we do for you, Phil?
Oh, man, I was just listening to you guys' yesterday podcast, and then they said, obviously, I heard you guys' commercial guys are having their call-in show today, and I looked at the time. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to call in.
Appreciate
it. Get on the air.
Very nice.
Well, you got on the air, Phil, and we appreciate the support. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, take care. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920. Let's go 6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Mike, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Who's this?
This guy's just shtick. Mike, that guy's out.
That's the same guy that's doing it. Oh,
we got a new guy.
Good. Okay, let's take one more for now.
This will fix it, Mike. This will fix it.
You're on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello.
Hello, boys. Good morning from the East Bay in San Francisco.
Oh, well then.
The East Bay. I saw Mr. Roker out there on the Today Show. Yes, I have switched back. I never stay with CBS. I can't. They suck. But anyway, I saw Mr. Roker freezing at Alcatraz. A little chilly out there in NoCal this morning.
A little bit, but the sun's coming up, so it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Enough for a light sweater, no bra.
Wonderful. And who am I speaking with? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm sorry, Mike. What was that?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Hi, Heather. What can we do for you today?
Well, first of all, I love all of you. Thank you so much for doing your show. It's amazing.
Thank you very much, Heather. We appreciate that.
I wonder if she has a favorite.
You're also wonderful. It's really hard to choose.
Mm,
very diplomatic. Is there anything we can help you with, Heather?
Well, one of the reasons I was calling is it's been a while since you all have had a call from a prison, so I thought I'd represent today.
Oh, which prison? Now, that's weird because the same aforementioned Al Roker was doing a show from Alcatraz. What correctional facility are you calling
us calling from
today?
The Rock?
Well, we're affiliated with The Rock. I'm actually calling from a federal prison inside the East Bay. So,
the Fed.
Oh my God, are you a screw?
Hey, this is a family show.
I'm sorry,
it's not
I'm
the
sorry.
Liddy show, Mike.
Are you a
guard?
Do you
watch the ants?
Are you a guard?
Well, no. I work in a substance abuse program inside the prison.
Oh, really? Nice. She's helping Mike.
Okay, this is a great call.
She's a helper. Yes.
If you don't mind, can I ask you a couple of questions about what you do?
I will do what I can as long as I can keep my job. Absolutely.
Cool.
All right. You know, I I'm going to be sweet and I'm not going to be obnoxious. I just
I know.
So you counsel some of the guys that are inside, right?
Women, actually.
Oh, you counsel the women.
Yes.
So it's kind of an Orange is the New Black type of thing.
Oh, wow.
How long have you been doing this, Heather?
22 years.
22 years. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
You know what? These are unsung heroes as far as I'm concerned.
What do you know about eating addictions?
Yeah, can you send me some pamphlets, dear?
Heather, that is amazing work. I would imagine. What is the most, and I know you want to try to keep your job. You don't want to get in trouble.
Meh.
Is there anything you could share with us that, because I would imagine in 22 years working in a prison, you've seen some pretty amazing stuff. Have you, I'll ask you, you can answer this without getting in trouble. Have you ever felt threatened? Have you ever felt like your life was in danger or someone was going to do you physical harm?
No.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. So, yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Are they built for speed or pleasure?
Oh, stop it. Come on. What are you doing today, please?
Just a question.
Me
or the inmates?
Oh, hello. Are you, by the way, because, you know, you hear a lot about alternative lifestyles that flourish in our modern correctional facilities. I'm trying to do this as kindly as I can.
You're doing great so far.
My question to you would be, with these alternative, do you enjoy, I hate even calling it an alternative lifestyle, but do you enjoy an alternative lifestyle yourself?
Okay.
I'm just curious. No?
No, I've been married for 26 years. So
26
nice.
Years.
Ah.
Oh my God! What would you tell people is the greatest misconception about women in prison? What is something we all should know that nobody knows?
Not every day is Orange is the New Black. There's a lot of women who are here, and I'm going to get serious for a second. There's a lot of women who are here who made some really bad choices in order to take care of themselves and their families, and they really need to be given a second chance when they go out.
You know,
because they're coming out.
That's
so true.
Yeah, that's
so
good
true.
Enough for me.
So
you know
true.
What? And I pray for anybody, and this is the way I feel about it. This, and I can get serious for a second. Anybody that's on that side of the law that gets into a situation like that. I would pray for somebody like Heather to be on the inside of those walls that would be helping me out as opposed to, you know, somebody that would be like something out of the bad guy in the Green Mile.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that to happen at all. You know, that would be where my only prison references now are going, the Shawshank Redemption guy, you know, that horrible prison guard.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is. Is the Shawshank Redemption.
So 22 years, you got any light at the end of the tunnel? You're going to be doing it for a lot longer or are you going to be retiring soon?
At least 5 more years, and then who knows?
Do you think we can get you out in 3 with good behavior?
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. That's Rob. Heather, God bless you. Thank you so much for supporting the show, and I know you got a tough job, and I hope we make it a
appreciate
little better
the call.
For you.
Yeah, God bless.
Thank you, boys. Love you so much. Keep bringing the funny.
Thank
That's
you.
That's cool. Wouldn't that be cool, seriously, to have somebody with that attitude if you were in the
joint?
Oh,
that's great.
I didn't get a lot of that.
True.
But there I was only in for about 30 hours, but very long times.
Yeah, but you got some great Sonny Jurgensen stories. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. I will tell you about my long-suffering rooting for the Washington Capitals in our nation's capital. They did it again. Shocker. Ooh, what a surprise. Ew. I sound like Annette Bening from the
Your
movie
Your father
with
will
Kevin
tell
Spacey.
You how the Capitals lost into the second round.
That's right. And then... And then John Carlson and Alex Ovechkin will throw the asparagus against the wall. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm gonna go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Busy persons, we want you to help us out. What you need is Amazon.com. If you're a busy guy or a gal or a lady or a girl or a boy, whatever, use your computer and buy everything you need at one place. The greatest website there is from the comfort of your own home.
Huh?
There is. I'm sorry. It's been a...
It's a great website from the comfort of
your
own home.
That was one of the worst reads I have ever done in my life. Okay. You know what the sentence is? Perfectly written.
Yes.
The greatest website there is. And I said, the greatest website there is from the comfort of your own home.
Like Regis would read it.
There were three dots after the greatest website there is. There were three dots.
And
which
ellipses.
Would indicate there is a roadblock, Mike. Stop at the end of that sentence. Somehow, I stopped at website.
It happens.
The greatest website there is from the comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal, you see. Amazon.
No, Mike. I think we got the gist. We got the gist.
You got it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right. I may have had a late night last night. I may
we
have
all
stayed
did.
Up later.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, not Rob.
Rob went to. What time were you in Dreamland?
I stayed up till 11, and I was following the Capitals game, but I was watching. I was catching up on reruns of The Odd Couple. But I followed the score.
At least,
I even posted about the game.
At least he's consistent.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, Rob
Mike,
is,
if no
Rob's
one else,
life is Seinfeld. It's a life about nothing.
Mike, the thing is, if I wasn't watching The Odd Couple, then no one on the show would have seen The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I
knew
that that's important.
It is. And now you've seen the game, and I can tell you all about the new Matthew Perry reboot of The Odd Couple.
I was
so you were watching the modern version of The Odd Couple?
Yeah, I like Thomas Lennon. I like the guy who plays Felix. And I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong with Matthew Perry. There's
okay,
something
so how
wrong.
Would you give us a rating? Now I'm pleased. I am pleased greatly that you were watching the modern version, the reboot of The Odd Couple. What do you give it? How many stars? Five
out
stars?
Out of five, I give it about a three because I really do like the new Felix. I think the new Felix is great.
You know what? I really don't like sitcoms. And Pony, can you move the boom mic down a little
sure.
bit
yes.
so I can
Thank
see
you.
Mr. Santana's pretty face this morning?
Appreciate
I
that.
Will tell you, I don't care for sitcoms. The latest one, though, because it got so much hype on Netflix, was The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it's so. Yeah. I was like,
that sells,
minutes.
Though. That sell at first. When you see the commercials, you're like, oh my God,
yeah.
I have
yeah.
to watch this, right?
Yeah. I found it, you know what? After two episodes, I found it unwatchable. I bailed
it
on
is
it.
Unwatchable. It's stupid.
The Odd Couple, if I'm not mistaken, I've gave it a few shots. The new reboot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big Chandler fan. And
Matthew Perry,
yes,
as some people
Matthew
call
Perry.
Him.
And he's a bizarro, skinny Chandler.
Yeah. And it's, but doesn't he look like he's battling health issues?
Yes.
His delivery is so weird, you're almost wondering if he's on pills again.
Yeah, actually, I'm hoping that
because he was like, funniest when he was all messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, when he was on Friends, you can track through the seasons where he's skinny, then fat, then skinny, then fat.
Skinny is when he was on pills, right?
Yes, yeah. And that's when he was killing.
Yeah, it was really
oh,
good.
You know, I
how
just,
many more pills could I take? Not
I don't
anymore.
Even follow it. Does the format of the sitcom? I you know, I mean, it's far. What's the one with the skinny gay guy? What's his name?
A lot of skinny gay guys on TV.
Modern Family?
I know there are a lot of skinny guys. No,
they have two
no,
ones. There's a fat one and a skinny one.
The guy that just has
Doogie Howser,
a high forehead, and he's Jim Parsons.
Oh, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
The top five sitcoms. Show in America.
Yeah.
Sitcoms are still hot. I just hate the format.
They're not.
I've
they're
hated
not,
the format
you know what?
For a long time.
Ratings-wise, they're still hot.
ABC,
they're driving these networks.
ABC is really the only one that's championing sitcoms anymore.
Well, the CBS, actually, because I read the latest report.
Yeah.
CBS is championing the fact that their programming is drawing more viewers to their networks.
Okay.
So they're pushing the sitcoms and they're pushing their dramas and they're pushing
scripted television.
They're spending more dollars on scripted television, bringing everybody back. And that may seem, and Mike, you're probably right. And Rob, you know, from your perspective, you probably don't see enough of that. But what's in the pipeline is more of this.
Okay.
So it might be coming back around.
There's a couple good sitcoms still.
Because remember, everything was reality.
New Girl is still funny.
I love The New Girl.
The Middle is consistently funny.
This is interesting, but I want to talk about The Gap.
No, I thought we were talking Davey.
Yeah, I thought we were talking Chandler Bing.
No, we're talking about another season of agony, another tease. At least they didn't take the tease all the way to 7 games and then figure out a way to. But they managed to tease within the tease because they got to a 6th game, which was fun. I could not extricate myself from it. I had to watch the entire game.
Build the drama for us, if you don't mind.
Okay, the bottom line is the Caps were down, and they were down 3-1. Mm-hmm. They came back and made it 3-2, which got them to a 6th game in Pittsburgh against the incredibly motivated Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say incredibly motivated, I'm going to talk about intangibles during this sports talk segment. Okay,
please,
everybody.
X's and O's, Mark.
Take us down to the felt.
I cannot control my emotions enough to not post on Facebook when my Capitals disappoint me. I can't help it. And so I posted a snarky, anti-Alex Ovechkin face of the franchise comment. And it was simple, but it was to the point because I said, have a nice summer, Ovi, again. And the fact that, you know, and then, look, a lot of people, you're being sarcastic. It wasn't that sick of burn, to be honest with you. It was just my way of have a good summer again, Alex, is what. Because I have watched this now. This gentleman has been with the team, I'm not sure how long. But he has never been to a conference final. They have always been eliminated, either in the first or second round, since 1998. And I, for one, with the hype the team gets, with the attention the team gets during the playoffs, I think, and with the fact that they had the best regular season record in hockey, again, I am sick of the same dance. And I'm sick of watching the same players play the same dance. You don't just replace some pieces. This has got to be wholesale, because I think we have now learned that you can have all the great statistics in the world, but you got to get the guys that know how to do it.
You got to finish.
You got to get the guys that know how to do it. And I love the talent of Alex Ovechkin. Don't get me wrong. What I don't love is the fact that we see the same crap every time. The big game. And then somebody's like, well, he was +3 in the playoffs, Mike. Well, that's great that you gave me another statistic. What I am talking about was last night, backs to the wall, the big game, the big stage, and once again, he wasn't there. I'm not blaming him for the whole thing. I'm saying there were a lot of breakdowns with the Washington Capitals. This is the team I love, but this is very similar to my Boston Red Sox. The difference is the fan base with the Red Sox gets into a situation where they bitch and they complain. Mm. And it's uncomfortable if you play for the Boston Red Sox and you have a crappy year. You get the cold
shoulder
from the fans. Around here, it's like, doop da doop.
Oh, look, the Nats.
Yeah, it's like, that's
it. Hey, look, it's Ovechkin in his matte black car.
They're drinking vodka. They're back off to their regular life. There's no fan accountability in this town.
There's some diehard fans that are really, really bummed out and distraught and disappointed today. Though, they are not, and maybe the landscape of DC sports don't allow them to be, but they're just not, they're not either not loud enough or they don't have a vehicle to be heard anymore.
Well, you know what? I had a great thread, and some people disagreed, some people agreed. There's a guy named Mac, that wrote, and it wasn't our Mac. No shtick, no shtick! No team is better at coming out flat than when it counts than the Caps. That overtime was all on their end. It's the same.
And, Mike, I think this will disappoint you even more. This is, by my math, Ovechkin's 10th season. He started with them in the 05-06 season, even though he was drafted prior to that. There was a lockout.
Didn't he get like a 10-year contract? Isn't it the end of a 10-year contract?
But, I mean, if this is the – if after 10 years he is still not showing up, I mean, I'm not even a sports guy. They've got to make changes.
Here's the thing. It's not that he doesn't show up, and people reacted to me. He's the face of the franchise,
the leader,
and I wished him a good summer. But certain people take issue with me, saying something about the great Alex Ovechkin, and all I was saying was, did it again. Bye bye.
Yep.
Okay, you're off the hook again. We'll see you next year. Have a phenomenal statistical year and get to the playoffs and not do it. It's all about when you get to a certain level with a team. It's all about getting your city a championship in a city that is starved for a championship. So this guy Randall Asbury writes me, "How is it Ovi's fault? Did he give up 4 goals?" And it's like, okay. I just said, have a nice summer. I didn't say it was anybody's fault. I just said, but this guy overreacts because they're drinking the Kool-Aid of the superstar. And I said, Holtby gave up 1 week goal. The others were all Pittsburgh. Watch your boy when he's in the defensive zone. I just wanted a more complete. How many times did he miss the puck? It was frustrating. So I was venting a little bit.
Sure.
But the thing about Washington Capitals fans is that every year, this isn't going to change because there's no groundswell of that passion. You know what it's like if somebody in Pittsburgh blows a game, it's just
hires a bodyguard.
This passion. I'm not advocating that either.
Ovechkin's fault? Is it his fault?
No.
Ultimately, no,
I never said it was his fault. I said, again, my comment was basically, have it again. However, I did say, he didn't show up for the big game. Mm. I mean, he didn't do anything in that particular game that meant the world to the team at that particular moment. And isn't that really kind of what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Why are we paying guys millions and millions and millions of dollars so that they excel at the moment of greatest pressure and they show up and lead their team with a C on the jersey and
with
the
greatest adversity they perform.
Yeah. And that's when they go crazy. That's what the great ones do.
So
and
for example,
they call him the great one. I don't think you deserve to be called the great one unless you get a championship.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Simple.
You have
that's
to be Jackie Gleason if you're going to be the great one.
The six the six goals during the six-game series really are negated because he couldn't break through in the sixth game. He had 2 assists.
And you said to me, even before we were talking, before the show when we were talking, is that you can pad the stats all you want, but if the team loses, the team has lost.
And the only reason I post that, he's the face of the team.
Sure.
It's not his fault. In fact, he played an incredible season, but the fact is it's every year the same thing with this team, and it's like I do feel like the person that keeps coming back for more, keeps coming. And when you have a team that was that highly rated, by the way, number one seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The predicted they were going to go all the way. Yeah. A lot of people, this was the team. And they come out and it's like, meh, meh. And it just every year. So I vent a little bit. And I'm like, I just want to say to the people that are like, he played his heart out. I know he played his heart out. They all play their heart out. They didn't win. That's the bottom line. They didn't win. Okay. Don't to me defend your pampered ass athlete when I'm venting because my team lost. I'm a big fan. I was a season ticket holder. Okay,
let Mike do Mike.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Come on.
I was listening to the end of that game on the radio, and I don't know what's worse, hearing it or seeing it. Because when it's disappointing,
I think hearing would be worse.
I was expecting just the one of those goals to go in for the Caps, and then just honking
explosion.
The horn,
yeah.
Just going crazy on 66.
And but, the thing about it is you've got these people that defend Ovi. Like, it's just like that's – how about a little honest
who else can be the fall guy?
Team?
Who else can be the easy fall guy?
I just like to whine a little bit. I'm passionate about it. Let me vent. I understand it's irrational. I've learned that over the years. I hate it when I post something in the middle of a game. I hate it. It's the most undisciplined thing I do. When I do it at the end of a game and I have my little – and my comment, by the way, my offensive comment to some people was to say, have a good summer again, Alex. That's all I wrote. And then these people are like, oh, he played his heart out. Oh, come on, Mike. What are you doing? What are you defending? You just lost the series. Why are you picking on me?
Mike,
why are you picking on me?
I saw your post last night, and I thought it was charming. And I thought,
thank you,
I
Rob.
Read it as you really wish the man well.
Hats off. Enjoy Mother Russia.
Go back to Mother Russia. Somebody find out for me, and I just throw this out there. I'd like to know, how soon will he be playing for the Russian national team? Just curious. Just curious.
Also,
I just thought I'd throw that
Mike, out
there.
The big winner here is Juliana Hough. As if you remember, people blamed her for last year's season.
That's right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's not. She can smile now.
Yes.
Yes.
And
such a pretty smile.
And
but,
books.
And just for the people, he played his heart out. I know he played his heart out. Lick it. Okay, lick it. They're not.
Lick
they're
his heart.
Going home. Lick his heart. Lick his beating heart.
What?
Lick his beating heart. By the way, the first guy that started this that got everybody on the bandwagon, what's his name?
William Stillwell?
No, I don't like it. All right, hold on. Let me find this guy here. I want to find this guy because he hopped on the thread. Randall Asbury, friend of Rofo's.
What?
Kiss my Irish ass, Randall.
Randall.
Pony, do you know that guy?
No, but as a friend of Rofo's.
Yeah,
yeah,
association.
I know.
Friend
of
Rofo's. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not a friend of mine. Friend of one mutual friend. And who's the friend? The guy that put his new profile picture and think he's so cool with his microphone. Rofo.
That is a hack picture, by
that
the way.
Rofo. Yeah.
He looks so good.
Yeah. So lick it, Randall.
Yeah,
anyway,
and lick Rofo, too.
Thank you. There. I have a microphone. We'll take a break and we'll come back. I went to my bone doctor yesterday. My hip doctor.
Sawbones.
Or as I like to call him, Mr. Care. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. I'm sorry.
Say it
that way. It's Touch of Modern. It's one of my favorite websites. It really, really is fantastic. If you want to do some great retail surfing, touchofmodern.com is one of the best websites online, and I mean one of the best. Touch of Modern connects you directly with top designers. They've got amazing products. They're all different. I can't describe how many different products you're going to see at Touch of Modern because I don't know from day to day what they're going to be. But they're all unique. They're all design-focused, and they all elevate your style. They've got so much cool stuff. As I've mentioned time and time again, I'm wearing one of my Touch of Modern watches right now.
Yeah, Trazer.
The Trazer watch that I got for an incredible price. Waiting for Mrs. O'Mara to give me permission to buy this other one. It's got a little moonscape.
Does she have the wallet today?
Yes, she does. She took it. Touch of Modern has everything. Get ready to be the envy of everything. You can find something for everybody at Touch of Modern. They have loads of new sales literally launching every day. You can have so much fun just surfing this website, touchofmodern.com. It's the one website that improves your lifestyle, and you can do it with a single click. I'm talking about whether you want to decorate your apartment, your house, whether you want to get an accessory,
it's
a fashion accessory.
Mike.
Every single day.
Every day.
Now, our listeners can get immediate access to great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. Okay, so I've been very concerned about the old left hip. I've been talking about
you battled numbness yesterday. We even talked about it on the show.
Yes, the bone doctor. And I got me my injection. And the fact is that
how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better today.
No numbness?
No numbness. Nice. The one vibe I can't stand, which I mentioned before, is the fact that he kind of is like, wuss. At least that's the
telling
way I
us
felt.
And
felt,
your,
yes.
your wonderful wife, your patient, loving wife,
yes.
Is that it's over. I need two new hips.
Yeah, you really have. You've changed your whole game plan.
Well, no, because I was told that it's not in that there. If it here's the quote. If it gets worse or this doesn't work, we will get more aggressive.
Yeah.
That's the quote.
Two shots.
That's the quote. So that's what I'm going to deal with. Not like I'm going to one of these doctors that's prescribing me the pills. And incidentally,
the pills would be great.
And also, you got to be careful, Mike. The last time you got more aggressive, you got a new knee.
This is true. That guy deserved getting
take this out.
Yeah, tough guy.
Pull my e-cigarette.
But you know what? And he's not prescribing me any sleazy pills. And by the way, show me a celebrity.
Sleazy pills?
No. This is based on the news today. You saw it. Show me a sleazy doctor, and I will show you a celebrity OD. And it seems to me now that they are moving in the direction.
Prince.
I don't know what the Prince doctor's name is, but they fired him from the medical group that he was a part of. And the investigation continues. And I think the only reason we have not seen toxicology reports is because this is turning into a massive S storm.
Sure.
At least that's the
criminal S storm.
Yeah.
Criminal.
Did you see this morning?
And it's not like they can duck it anymore.
Mike, I read the story this morning. I didn't see the story on television.
Let me see if I've got the doctor's
but
name.
But what I read on TMZ.
The Manassas Zone.
They wish. I read that the doctor is has been booted from his group, and they're looking at a criminal investigation. And there are all these allegations, and this is what really, as far as Prince is
concerned. The doctor identified as Michael Todd Schulenberg.
Yes. Is that there are so many people coming out of the woodwork now about the amount of dollars. And I hear that, Mike, and we all do. Should I stop talking?
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Okay. I don't know what to do here. I'm spinning. I'll say this, that there are so many new allegations about, A, the amount of prescription drugs that were in his system.
Yes.
And B, the storyline that we have addressed here on the program, that an addiction specialist was the one who found him
right
after he had filed
that
his
he
report.
Was taking steps to yes. get off the junk when
says
he
here, Minnesota doctors saw Prince twice in the month before his death, including the day before he died, and prescribed him medication according to a search warrant. And it just, you know, it seems like you could take these stories, mm-hmm. you could place it on different celebrities, you could take Michael Jackson, you could take Elvis Presley,
sure.
now you have Prince, and why is it always the iconic ones? You know,
because they have access.
It's rarefied.
But
it's rarefied air up there. It is.
Yeah.
You know?
And they don't give a, they don't give a crap about
and they just want to please.
They want, I mean, Elvis was at a point when he died, his entourage included a jeweler.
Yeah.
He was mm-hmm. traveling with a jeweler.
And like a PB&J guy, right?
Yeah.
They just made PB&J.
Yeah, hamburger James.
With bananas.
But I mean, it's just so, I mean, you get up there and you lose sight of reality and you're surrounded by people whose living depends on making you happy.
I don't want to rush to judgment on any of this, but I will tell you, it just seems to me that as more information comes out, God, does this not play to type like right away where you've got this?
It's a script.
You know,
it is a script.
Incredible.
And the movie's
and
been made too
sad,
many times.
Man.
It is.
It's totally sad. And it's just, I wish that more people protected these iconic celebrities that we have, these national treasures.
And it always
like
seemed to
Michael
me
Jackson and Elvis Presley and that, but they don't because they want to be pleasers. They
and the weird thing
them.
About
no
it
comes out of
the
that.
Weird thing about it. And when people were comparing the death of Prince to the death of Michael Jackson, you could see Michael Jackson was falling apart at the end. If you watch that documentary, This Is It.
Where saw in the theater.
Yeah, I have the Blu-ray.
Pretty depressing.
It is very depressing.
Although the same stories come out about Prince is that he looked gaunt and emaciated. I mean, he was
but
always,
he always
a slight
seemed,
guy.
He always seemed to have it together more, though.
Yeah. And
he seemed to be, the way he stayed out of the public light and the way that he sort of operated at his own speed and by his own rules, I always thought he had it together.
Mike, you can talk about this. You, as a musician, how can, and my only, and this is why I'm a rube, my only association of being messed up and going out on stage and performing would be what I saw on Vinyl when they put the coke in his veins and evened him out. How can you go out even on pain pills, allegedly, and perform the way he used to perform?
I will give you the only event, I can only tell you this, and this is back in the day, you know, we will be backstage and we will have a couple of beers. Don and I did a shot of Sambuca before mm-hmm. we went on stage. It took the edge off. And multiply that by 1,000 and understand that, you know, I've had alcohol like Dean Martin up on stage.
Sure.
And, you know, it makes it.
Yeah, but you're riffing. You're breaking balls.
But singing is a different animal. How different is it? I think it's the same
it's
type
of
thing.
It's his craft. And also, there's the adrenaline. The stage adrenaline is going to counteract anything you put into your body until after the show.
But no, the point I'm trying to make is that performance, this is around forever. The performers have been doing this to perform forever.
Yep.
The idea of getting on stage in front of thousands of people, it is a stressful endeavor. It is something where, you know, it can so easily take the average person mm-hmm. that has shoulder surgery and they give them some oxy. And then they get bitten by it because they like it and it feels, and they might be a little depressed in their life. They get addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Take a showbiz person with that diamond creating pressure that they are under. Think how easy that is
and
to
the access to
abuse.
Say, hey, let me get one of those.
You know, in our business, you know, radio, Rush Limbaugh,
yep.
when he got addicted to his painkillers, he wasn't taking painkillers because his backer. He was taking painkillers because it took the edge off and it relaxed you and it gave him that incredible confidence. It was one of the reasons I was terrified of cocaine in the 80s. I said, This will make me awake, and it will make me confident. I said, if I do this, I know that I will be addicted. So the only time I ever really intellectualized something that was with a drug, as far as marijuana, I just didn't like the high. But the fact is, with booze, I don't need booze, and I have gone on stage plenty of times without it, but I've gone on stage plenty of times with it, and I don't think I'm going to throw rocks at anybody that's going on a much larger stage that might have had, you know, a hip surgery, and then he says, yeah, hey, this kind of helps my groove when I'm up there on stage. That's what happens, and that's why I think all these guys, unfortunately, should be surrounded by people. I'll give you another example. You just did it to me on the show. I was starting to tell a story about going to the old bone doctor, and you guys kind of in a nice way, in a gentle way, but a firm way. You said, hey, douchebag, you kind of told that story
that
yesterday
word.
When you came out of the doctor's office. And I was like, and I pivoted on that. How much, what would that have done for me if we posted the show, we put it up online and go, Mike, you kind of told the exact same story the day before. That would make me feel like a rube. But that's what these big celebrities are surrounded by. These sycophants, Joe Esposito with Elvis,
yep.
The doctor with Michael
Conrad
Jackson.
Murray.
Now, the only thing that I've read with all the information through this that might perhaps be some mitigating circumstance is the fact that they had consulted with an opioid addiction doctor. Mm-hmm. Remember that? They were dealing with that, so perhaps
The son was flying in. The father couldn't make it.
That's right. That's it.
But perhaps
steps were being taken, but too little, too late. Yeah,
I'm going to hope that maybe they were helping Prince or starting to help him with it, but it was too late.
And one other thing I think we should mention is that when you talk about how this book has been written so many times about entertainers being surrounded by sycophants, it's not just that. It's also that any level of show business, you're going to find the person who is the biggest star is also very insecure. And I think I think one of the reasons.
And he was. I mean, background. You hear stories about Prince looking down, not making eye contact.
When you go out for that applause, that's the ultimate affirmation.
Well, that's why you do it, right?
Right, sort of. But I mean, is it a healthy thing? Is it an unhealthy thing? But if whatever if he's chasing some sort of affirmation that way because he's insecure, or Elvis was insecure, or Michael Jackson was insecure, and someone brings you something that says, hey, you know what? This is going to help you find that. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really open environment to try something, because if it's not working without it, why not give it a try? That's,
you know,
I think,
when we had the author,
addicted.
You know, the book, I think it was Chasing the Scream, that guy, Johan Hari, you know, it was, he talked about the whole sympathetic world that we live in and how difficult that is.
Sycophants.
Not sycophants. not
sycophants, sympathetic. It's all the same,
Jesus
Mike.
Christ. Anyway,
what's the difference?
You know what? The bottom line is we need to be more compassionate. That's the way I look at it.
I agree.
We need to be more
for
compassionate.
For these celebrities?
For everybody. I know it's something that's not in your vernacular. It's called compassion. Read a book about it. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. A really good news you may not need.
Excellent.
Some would say that I wasn't very compassionate to Oscar.
It's okay. But I'm chasing the scream.
I like that.
Chasing the scream. Don't do heroin. We'll be right back,
just
everybody.
A little. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
The little H. I'll keep your eyes
on. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Dick Cavett.
Tonight's show from California. I'm out of work and one of four guests. But he had me out first. And at the end of the show, I'm, of course, now down on the couch as far as you can get next to Ed McMahon. And there was the minute left, and he seemed to take a little time with thanking the first guest and saying you had your new movie coming out, and the next one you're on tour, and it's such and such, and the other one. And I almost had the feeling he was kindly trying to kill time until it was time to say goodnight, because I had nothing to plug. And what happened was, and he said, how about you, Richard? I sort of gulped, and then I said, yes, I'm working on an idea for a sitcom. It's a humorous version of Gilligan's Island.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention business owners, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job opening to find the best candidates? We do. It's ZipRecruiter.com. All you have to do to get the right hire is go to ZipRecruiter.com, post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails or phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person
first. Hire that man.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it right now. It is absolutely free, and we know you're going to love it.
News.
News.
This is a story that was sent to me by a listener and didn't get his permission to release his name, but I want to say thank you. He knows who he is. The band Def Leppard will perform in front of a huge crowd, and I'm not sure where it's going to be, but it's Central Arkansas. I believe that's where it comes from. And it's the Verizon Arena there. It's a huge crowd that they're touring for. It's Def Leppard. They have a big show.
Yeah.
But it's a promise they made to a local school that has some fans getting really excited. Nearly 1,500 people signed an online petition to get the 80s rock band to take a photo in front of the Arkansas School for the Deaf's football scoreboard when the band comes to Arkansas. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
The school's mascot is, not kidding here, the leopard. Oh. So you read it right. They are the Deaf Leopards. So it's only right they get a picture with the band Def Leppard. This
is
so cool.
That is so great.
I love
that.
The school has announced the petition was a success. The band has agreed to take the photo. According to a post on change.org, the band won't get into town in time to go to the school, so the school's coming to the band. Students from school will be taking a large replica of the scoreboard to Verizon Arena in Arkansas, where they will meet the band and get their photograph taken. Def Leppard will have a picture taken with the Def Leppards.
Classy. That's a classy move, and that makes me think better of that band.
That's where the compassion comes in, Oscar.
I can't believe they're still in arenas. That is nuts.
Yeah, who are they opening for?
I have no
no. No, no, this is a headline tour.
No, it's a joke, Oscar.
That's wonderful.
REO Speedwagon.
Oh, keep on running.
And Tesla.
Right. Tesla, baby. What about Pantera? Yeah,
Pantera guys.
On the other, and we always like to offer balance on news you may not need.
Very fair and balanced, Mike.
On the other side of the spectrum, Justin Bieber was
you
spotted.
Love him.
He was spotted walking around Boston Monday barefoot. Isn't that special? Not surprisingly, tons of people took pictures, but he started getting tired of the attention, like when a girl just ran up from behind him for a selfie without asking. That led Justin to announce that he's done taking pictures with people.
Oh, God.
In an Instagram post yesterday, he said, and here's the quote, "If you happen to see me out somewhere, know that I'm not going to take a picture. I'm done taking pictures. It has gotten to the point that people won't even say hi to me or recognize me as a human. I feel like a zoo animal, and I want to be able to keep my sanity. I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anybody a picture. And people who say, but I bought your album, know that you got my album, and you know that when you bought my album, what you paid for was an album. It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo."
Wow. You know what? He could get his picture taken, but there's no high school named like the Durham Douches.
Why can't there be a behind the music on this guy? I saw, is it Leif Garrett's or Leif Garrett's?
Leif Garrett.
So I saw his behind the music as a young man, and I knew nothing about him. And I said, well, this man made some wrong choices in life, and now he's paying the price.
Was made for dancing.
Why can't that happen for Justin Bieber now?
This
he's made so many wrong choices.
Yep. Well, don't we live in a society now where the a-holes get away with being a-holes?
That's right. You know, I steal it every day because I come in here and there's Pony.
Yep, every time. He tries to take selfies with me.
Chewing on his jerky into the mic.
Justin recently stopped doing meet and greets before shows because they left him too drained.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's tough. It wasn't so much the meeting as the greeting.
I hope he gets what he wants. I hope he gets, the lack of adulation. Total solitude. Robert Downey Jr., since we're doing A-hole news, he's been the highest paid actor in the world for 3 straight years. Last year, he made $80 million, and he supposedly has a net worth of $220 million, but he says he doesn't care about the money. Here's his quote. Could you imagine back in, let's call it, the golden era? You know, my dad's age, Pacino's and De Niro's. Do you think they'd ever have allowed such a paltry discussion, reducing them to a monetary figure?
Wow, that must be nice.
But he's Robert Downey
remember about the pickup artist days, right?
Yeah, or when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Pretty in Pink.
His whole rap, right, is kind of like
Weird Science.
You know, he's full of himself.
Yeah, you know, he did do. Here's the thing: he's done some really cool things behind the scenes.
I'd be excited.
He's great.
I'd be excited to have him on the show.
He's awesome.
I'd be very excited. It's not like Justin Bieber. I would not be excited to have Justin Bieber on the show. That would be problematic for me. Robert Downey Jr. does have his indulgences. We've heard how he has all his furniture shipped wherever he goes. Well, if you've got $220 million, what the hell? Yeah.
Buy doubles.
Now he says he spends a ton on Epsom salts and baking soda for baths.
What is it, 1910?
He does look ageless.
Yeah. Here's his quote.
Beautiful.
When it comes to the end of the month, my team goes, would you like to know what you've gone through in Epsom salts and baking soda?
Oh, man.
I say I would not. Can we buy bulk? I always offer a solution. So he's not as a-holy as Bieber.
No, not at all. Not at all. He's done some nice stuff for Make-A-Wish. There's some. I think it's you have that much money, I think the initial perception is you've got to be a jerk somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has that persona on stage, too, when he goes to award shows. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love some of his work. I mean, he's done classic. I think Chaplin is one of the great biopics of all time.
Beautiful film. Beautiful film.
According to a new survey, the most popular cocktail in America, Rob Spiewak.
Gotta be the sidecar.
Oscar Santana.
Old-fashioned?
Not an old-fashioned.
No, you are both incorrect. Wrong, Bobby Bobby Boo Boo.
Moscow Mule?
No, not a Moscow Mule.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess, though. It is the margarita.
Oh, we're a bunch of rubes.
We are rubes.
The margarita.
Our favorite cocktail comes in an envelope.
Oh.
60% of people have ordered one at a bar or restaurant in the past 3 months. Number two, this is a good one. I'm a fan of this one.
Yes?
A daiquiri.
Oh, my.
But the right kind of daiquiri.
A
not
frozen
one of
daiquiri?
Those, no, not a frozen. That's like you might as well get a milkshake.
The kind that comes out of a machine, Mr. Man.
I don't care about it. I want a regular daiquiri. You know, put the vodka in there.
Yep.
Number three is pina colada. All sweet, fatty. Yeah.
Oh, God. And getting caught in the rain.
Number four is a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's good for the 10-year-olds out there.
And at number five, this one's a surprise to me, but it's come on strong. The mojito.
Oh, I'm a fiend for mojitos.
Essentially a rum julep. Lots of fresh
The survey also found that one out of four Americans have ordered a cocktail at a bar or restaurant in the past few months and paid an average of $8.72 for
That's
a
the
cocktail.
Average cost now? Wow, that's a good thing I don't
low
drink.
Low price in D.C. You walk out with a $12 drink.
That's right.
I played this game with Carla this morning. I'd like to debut a new feature.
Tummy sticks.
I not need. This is it.
What was the game?
You know what? Why do I even write it? You having fun?
Just a question.
Did that joke come with the suit?
Please. I can't hear you guys. Power failure, I can't hear you.
Papa.
But you just tell me when you're done and I'll move on.
Oh, we're done. We're done. We're done.
All right. Yeah. We have a new feature for our news called What's Missing from This Story? All right. There's a 47-year-old guy in Salem, Oregon. And don't jump in until the end. There's a 47-year-old guy in Salem, Oregon named Kirk Alexander, who's been ordering Domino's for almost every day for the past 7 years. Saturday, the employees at the Domino's he usually orders from realized he hadn't gotten anything for 11 days. So they thought he might be in trouble. First, the general manager tried calling him, but it went to a voicemail. Then she had one of her drivers stop by his place to check on him. He didn't answer the door, so she told the driver to call 911. The cops found him on the floor of his house. They saved his life. He was having a medical emergency.
Wow.
We don't know many details, but you know, that's why he hadn't ordered in so long. There haven't been any updates on his condition, but the manager, the driver, and a few other Domino's employees have already gone to see him in the hospital. And now we go around the room, and what's missing from this story?
What's missing from this story is the mention of the smell of the apartment when they got there.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Oscar Santana.
The type of pizza he usually orders.
That is absolutely incorrect. I'm terribly sorry. Would you like to know what's missing from the story?
Does Matthew Bloom get a guess?
Matthew, Ponyboy, would
you
like to guess?
What's missing is the goddamn pizza. They didn't bring him his pizza.
No, that is incorrect. Maybe if you eat pizza every day for 7 years, you're going to have a medical emergency. Like, thank you.
You're just like, like Columbo.
Thank you.
There's awesome. One thing about this story that bothers me, sir.
Pizza every day for 7 years. I am morbidly obese, and I eat a pizza, and I feel like I want to go to the hospital. Thank you very much. That's what it was.
It was a thin crust.
That worked about as well as I could have expected. And now, a little something something. A study came out with a bunch of stats about when Americans are driving angry. They analyzed more than 65,000 Instagram posts that use the hashtag road rage. Uh-huh. Whatever that's worth, here are the highlights. Road rage, this makes sense to me.
Okay.
It peaks at about 6 p.m., and it's the second worst at 5 p.m. People trying to get home.
Yeah, makes
people
sense.
Pissed off.
Pissed.
Number two, there's more road rage in August than any other month.
Hot.
That surprised me a little bit. It's hot, yeah.
Radiator's
July
going
is
out.
Second. April and May. By the way, April and May may have the least road rage. You guys slog
vacation?
It every day.
Vacation?
Rob, you slog it every day. You probably have more.
It's been a brutal 2 weeks, Mike, let me tell you.
Yeah, I really feel sorry for Oscar.
Yeah.
The rain.
The rain, because people slow down and you can't get where you have to get in the timely manner.
Yeah, and it's been raining for 2 weeks here. Yeah. It makes it tough.
Friday has the most road rage of any day. That makes sense to me.
We want to start the weekend.
People want to get them. Sunday has the least, and the Hawaii has more road rage than any other state.
Hawaii does?
Hard to believe.
Lots of traffic, probably. It's an
California
island.
Is second, and New York is third. Los Angeles has the most road rage of any city, followed by New York. Coming in third randomly is Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
I say that's change the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. D.C. did come in number one, but only for the 2 weeks of the year when I visit. Thank you. That's it. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Yes, siree. Time capsule show right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Hello, this is Alexa,
hey,
the voice of Amazon
nice.
Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Tee hee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Alexis,
welcome back to the Mike
off.
O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Look at you, constantly doing for others. How can a person be so selfless, huh? Seriously.
Yeah.
Really. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored. It's commercial free. And it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. And don't worry, the year is almost half over, but it doesn't matter because when you subscribe, you'll get the entire year of access from the day you sign up. Congratulations for that. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click the bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, May 11th, 2016.
Have either of you... Mike, have you ever been to the website called Honest Trailers, where they recut movie trailers to really tell you what the movies are about?
So much fun.
And it is very snarky and very funny, especially when they grab onto a bad movie and they really turn it around. Deadpool.
I thought that was like Airstreams.
No, that kind of trailer? Like you and Desi and Lucy are headed up to the mountains for the weekend?
Exactly.
Deadpool is out
on... Or maybe I could use my motorcycle trailer.
Do you have a motorcycle trailer?
No, I mean, I could get it on Honest Trailers, though.
Honest trailer.
Oh, I see.
Great price coming up to Jimmy's.
For a second, I thought your motorcycle had a trailer. I was not picturing it right. Like you could.
He's just doing shtick.
Luggage and things. Deadpool is on.
You maybe get a boat trailer.
Oh, that would be good.
Keep fighting. Just don't sit there and stare at him.
I'm curious if he's going to go anywhere with the boat trailer.
No, he gets completely. He gets sidetracked. That's what happens.
So the trailer is out for Deadpool. And Mike, what a trailer is, I know you can think it is something that you hold behind your car, but they're the coming attractions sort of for motion pictures. And they're called trailers because they used to be on the end of the reel. And
you say Deadpool's not a good movie?
No, it is a good movie. That's what I'm saying. And this is so what they call hip. that Ryan Reynolds actually contributed to the honest trailer for Deadpool. This
I
is pretty funny.
I probably get more people sharing with me that I should see that movie.
Yeah, I told you, opening really weekend, Mike. You got
to
see it.
Else, I might have to. It's on demand. Take the plunge. Absolutely.
I think you'll like it even more after you hear this honest trailer for Deadpool.
So prepare for a story that, much like its hero, wants to have it both ways. Where they will beautifully make fun of all the superhero genre's cliches.
Superhero landing.
While giving you the same old conventional love story and a by-the-numbers revenge plot we've seen a million times before.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Simmer down there, big boy. By the numbers? The f*** is that supposed to mean?
Hey, I said I liked it in the beginning. I think it's fair to point out some flaws, too.
Oh, fair? Do you think I give a moist bag of soggy d*** lint about fair? Deadpool is the highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time. Except for Jesus. Everyone is sucking my now. And you sure should be too, you back twaddle. And what the is with these beeps?
You know, kids watch these videos, Mr. Poole.
Kids love it when I curse. Man, that felt good. Look, the only reason I'm even here is to promote Deadpool, which is now out on Blu-ray and DVD, blah, 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 like anyone still buys those glorified drink coasters. So let's be real, honest trailer guy. I'm way too big of a deal to be slumming it in some played-out web series.
Yeah, commenters do say we're not as funny as we used to be.
Now, comedians in cars getting coffee? That's a show I should do.
I love when they take the bull by the horns and be a part of it.
That is really edgy. I love that. That's very funny.
The BBC runs a lot of nature shows, and normally I would think this might even be something that is fake, but it's the BBC, and I trust it. They're handling a wombat, and Mike, here's a phrase that I don't think we've said in our 25 years together. Wombat fart. It's a wombat fart.
Let's listen.
The treat.
Ooh.
Wasn't me. Jeez. Wow. Oh,
wow. It wasn't me.
Wow, wombat. Can we hear that one
yeah,
more
I thought
time,
you
please?
Might want that again.
The treat. Wasn't me. Jeez.
That's the wombat fart for you.
Oh, wow.
Are you still following Fox 2 out of Detroit, Mike? That's still your station of record, isn't it?
Every single day. I love their weather.
And so they've got a Fox morning show, like all the Happy Talk Fox morning shows. And they have an anchor named Jason Carr. And they were talking to a lady from the store called Seven Greens. And they were talking about the best way to make salad because it's National Salad Month.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Join us.
Is Jason Carr coming out to enjoy some salad?
I might be.
You have been very impressive, Kelly. You get Jason out here.
We love, everybody wants a yoga girl, right, Jason?
That's right.
And I know you want me to toss your salad too, don't you?
All right, on that note.
Hey, that never gets old.
Whoa. And they threw it to spots.
Do you think she knew what she was saying?
Oh, yeah. You could tell by the face. Yeah. They threw it to spots right away. I think she knew. But I think Jason Carr really, really knew what she was talking about. And also, just to the owner of Seven Greens, that might have been a better offer about 15 years ago.
Yeah. Lots of miles.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Too many tanning beds.
And also, Mike, have you ever been to Vegas when it rains?
Rarely, but I've been to Phoenix, Arizona when it poured rain. I landed in Phoenix in one of the heaviest rainstorms
monsoon
I've ever seen.
Monsoon season.
And it was fun to get out of the plane and walk down the concourse at Phoenix Airport with Valley of the Sun.
Yes.
As it was pouring. But not, no, Vegas, I think I've always been dry.
Well, when you go to Vegas and you think it's raining, it might not be rain.
Well, no, it wasn't rain that fell down on people under a zip line in Las Vegas. It was urine. Gene Ryder on the slotzilla at the city's Freedman Street Experience. Well, let himself go.
Yellow rain, yellow.
I can't take you today. Tourists below thought it was drinks or maybe beer at first, but then they realized it wasn't. It was urine. The teen's parents later apologized for the nasty stunt. No word yet on if that teen will face any charges, though.
Well, you got to keep an eye on your teens, Mike, when they're peeing on the zip lines.
Oh, my God.
Bring an umbrella. And let's, real quick, I know you're a Florida guy, and you want to keep track of all the politics in Florida.
According to a new survey, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are tied in Florida. They're tied, yeah. Hillary is winning with Jews and Hispanics, and Trump is winning with meth addicts and bath salt dealers. Yeah, no. That's a problem. That's 75% of the states.
Yeah. Bath salt. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Meara show has come and gone, everybody. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills. Calm down, Rob. It is a different song. At MikeOMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or a package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. And we'll read it on tomorrow's show for you. Because that's why it's the Wednesday mailbag. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Support the show by, you know, doing what you do. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, let me get the f*** out of here. Thank you very much. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.